Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast.
Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
All right, well, welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. My name's Rich Birch. Super excited that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Hopefully your week's going well as you get ready for the weekend. You know, it's that time of year when The Walking Dead comes back out. And so today we've got an interesting interview. Super excited. People are thinking, what are we talking about? Super excited to have Richard Clark on the phone today. Richard, welcome to the show. So glad you're here today.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Richard is the editor-in-chief of a website you need to check out, christandpopculture.com. It's a great site. You know, been poking around in there. Lots of really, you know, I think well-thought-out, well-produced thinking really around, you know, how does the church and ministries intersect with pop culture? And Richard is the grand poobah over there. And so we're privileged, honored to have you on the phone today or on the show today, Richard. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and kind of how did you get so excited and energized about talking about pop culture?
Yeah, I mean, basically this all sort of started back in, I'd say 8 years ago. A friend of mine and I were both taking some arts classes at seminary, and this was sort of out of the ordinary. I think arts classes were like electives, basically, and you could take them if you want, and a lot of people within the arts classes would debate about how much this stuff even mattered, that sort of thing. But we started to think about, we were taking like a film class, and we were taking some other things, some modern art, sort of visual arts classes, and we just started talking about how no one was really being thoughtful about the more the art that people actually consume, if that makes sense. So yeah, you know, we could talk forever about seeing God in a painting or even seeing God in like an art film, but the fact is we look all around and we see that people are watching Indiana Jones, and they're watching, you know, James Bond, and they're watching Jurassic Park, and they're not being thoughtful about those things. Or they weren't at the time, right. I would say. And so we started a podcast to sort of have that conversation and sort of model that conversation, which turned into a website. And so that's what sort of got us interested. I've always been someone who's interested in writing and also interested in artistic things, I guess. I've kind of a creative mind. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started.
Very cool. Now, I would imagine there's, you know, churches are either just straight out kind of rejecting this, you know, kind of pop culture, or they're just kind of letting it wash over them. You know, what's the problem with either of those extreme positions? What's the problem with that? Why is that a problem?
Yeah, that's a really good way of articulating the problem, because there really are just two huge extremes. And what we're trying to do is say, like, no, actually, there is something that's in the middle that's right. And so the two extremes are something that was a lot more common back in the day, which is even 8 years ago, is that churches would say, we don't associate with this. We don't do it. We don't encourage you to do it. And we in fact would actively discourage you to like watch television or go see movies, and we certainly wouldn't want to engage with it in any active way. The other extreme is you know, this perspective that these things are all from God, and as such, and culture is from God, and as such, it's all sort of a great influence. And we should take what the world is saying and listen and hear it out and then just apply it to our Christianity, which I think is also another really dangerous, bad approach.
So now, what is kind of a good engagement look like for a church or for Christ followers? You know, what would kind of a healthy engagement with pop culture look like?
Yeah, so the simplest thing to do is to talk about on the individual level. I think the best way to do these things is just to be thoughtful. That's the first thing I tell people, is just actively think about the things that you're engaging with. And that sort of for me summarizes the whole of how Christians should be interacting with culture. But what comes out of that is a lot. So if you are watching a movie with nudity, sometimes it might mean being thoughtful and realizing how that affects you as a believer.
Right.
Sometimes you might be watching something that you're being thoughtful about. You realize it's bad, but the act of realizing it is bad is actually improving you as a human being. So that's why I would never say like any movie is bad for a person to watch necessarily. Mm. So I think it is important to handle this on an individual level and to allow for that to happen, to kind of trust the Holy Spirit in that. And then to go from there and just kind of equip one another to be thoughtful and actively engage these things as we're consuming them and as we're being, as we're interacting with them.
So then, you know, your blog or really website, you know, christinpopculture.com, you know, what are you trying to do there? You're trying to kind of, you know, host a place to have a conversation about these. How are you hoping to kind of, you know, steer the conversation through your website?
So what we're doing is trying to kind of provide an antidote to those two extremes we were talking about and what has resulted from those two extremes. I think a lot of that first extreme, what that has resulted in is a Christian culture that does not know what it's talking about when it comes to these things.
Okay.
So even, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who want to write about culture, try to write about culture. We've got pastors, we got celebrity pastors now that are great guys. They're writing about cultural things and movies and stuff sometimes. And when they do, it's kind of cringe-inducing because they're not totally sure what they are talking about. And that's fun, but what we need is we need people who are out there like kind of lending their expertise about the form, about the motivations of the people behind these things, and just about sort of what art can and can't do, and what popular culture in general can and can't do. We're trying to provide that in particular. So when a person comes to our website, they're not going to find just a random personal screed against nudity in movies. They're going to find something a little more challenging than that. It's going to be, you know, sort of a deeper analysis that's written for a popular audience. And that's a key for me. Like, this is definitely something that we hope helps the church in that way, that people aren't scared of it because it's too heady or intellectual. But yeah, on the other hand, I think we also want to challenge our audience. So what we're doing is we are very actively writing pieces that we think the evangelical church needs to hear. So we're we come off sometimes overly liberal because a lot of people might not agree with the stance that we take. But really, we very deeply believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, and we take it all kind of as literally as it means to be taken. And we apply those truths to our lives and sort of put it out there and apply it to these things in ways that we think are a little, hopefully a little more thoughtful and helpful.
Nice. Now, has there been a particular article on the site that's, that seems to have resonated or maybe stirred up a bit of conversation that you're like, okay, that's interesting. You know, is there one that sticks out?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think, I'm trying to remember now. Let me see. I'm thinking. I'm sorry. We have these regularly. So yes. There's waxes and wanes, and we certainly have, one of the more recent ones we published was called, When I Realized That the Bible Can't Cure Everything.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was written by Brad Williams, and it was basically a piece about, depression. It came kind of, we waited a while after the Robin Williams thing happened.
Right.
To publish it, but it was kind of a response to the way the evangelical church in some corners reacted to that. There was a feeling that they didn't understand depression.
Right.
It was seen as a kind of choice that you can make or not make. And so this was an attempt to kind of just say a really simple message, which is that sometimes depression can be... Sometimes depression can be harder than just like willing it away.
Right.
And sometimes you need a medical solution for that.
Right.
And just allowing for that possibility. And a lot of the articles that sort of dredge up controversy come from that allowing, like they're allowing for the possibility of something being okay. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So, yeah.
Cool. Now, a lot of people that listen in are church leaders, they're, you know, executive pastors, senior pastors, maybe people involved in programming, that sort of thing. What are some, you know, what would you say to those leaders about engaging with pop culture? You know, how should they do it? Are there examples of churches out there you think are doing a particularly good job, you know, in kind of using pop culture, leveraging it for their, you know, for their ministries? Or, yeah, how should they think about it? And are there any, you know, kind of particular actions they could take?
So I don't know if I'm going to give you the answer you're looking for, because my first answer is going to be what not to do,
yeah,
maybe.
That's fine.
What I often think is kind of overdone is this programmatic response. So we've got to have a thing where everyone comes and watches a movie together, and then we talk about it afterwards. That can be helpful, but I find that that's much more helpful if it's done on a personal level, either with groups that are sort of opt-in, and a little more personal and small-ish. And then, or because otherwise, if you have like a big event, you are implicitly sort of telling people you approve of watching this thing, right? And I think that can be a really dangerous thing. I think the key for church leaders and churches is allowance. And I mean that in the most positive, active way. I don't mean just like, okay, fine, do your little pop culture stuff, everybody. Right. What I mean is I think that pastors, just like they would with plumbers and lawyers and anyone else, should actively sort of encourage and allow for people to engage these things. And the things that we enjoy, the things that we are on an individual level passionate about, are given to us almost all the time, almost always from God. Those things usually flow sort of out of our personality and out of the ways that we are gifted. And so if a person is passionate about punk music or about, you know, video games or about movies or TV, that's something that I think pastors and leaders at church have to be sort of actively encouraging toward. So, I mean, my church, I certainly wouldn't say like, hey, here's a model, because there's no model.
I
would say at my church, they're really good at sort of just talking with me about the stuff that I'm interested in. And, you know, it's not that that's the only thing I can talk about, but that does send a signal that, hey, I don't condemn you for this. Right.
So. Well, yeah, I think that's a good, that's a healthy perspective. That, you know, I think a lot of times we have to realize that our people live within a context, and you know, that they don't just think about what we're talking about all day long. That they are watching movies and you know, watching TV shows and listening to music. That, you know, that is a part of their lives, and so how do we, you know, at least acknowledge that at the very base level, that is a part of, you know, where they're at. So yeah, that's cool. I think it makes a lot of sense for sure. Anything else you'd want to share, you know, any kind of insights for people who may be listening in before we jump into the lightning round?
No, I would just say to keep an open mind when you engage with popular culture. I think a lot of things that people think of as trash or guilty pleasures have a lot of value in them. And the thing that we operate on is whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is noble, think on these things. And we interpret that in the way it's meant, which is that, as opposed to, I think, a lot of people read that as a negative statement. It's actually a positive statement. So it means anytime you see anything that is true, noble, or good in any context, in any medium, in any work of art, you have to acknowledge that thing, not blow it off because it's anti-Christian somehow somewhere else. You know what I mean? So I think that's the first thing. I think but at the same time, it's really important to be discerning, to know when things are affecting you and harming you spiritually, and to act on that as well.
Nice. Any particular television shows, movies, that sort of stuff that you're looking forward to in the coming weeks and months?
Oh, man. This is not like a logical answer, but I'm really excited to see the Left Behind movie. It's got really bad reviews as we're speaking right now, but I am excited to go see it. I think it's going to be pretty funny,
right.
Which is awful. But yeah, I'm excited about that. It's a big deal for our website for obvious reasons. I mean, you've got this tie-in between Nicolas Cage and then like this blatantly Christian thing. It's just like a perfect for us. So we're doing a lot on that. And then I'm getting a PlayStation 4 pretty soon, and nice. I'm excited about that. I'm going to play Destiny with my friends on the internet. So
this is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, we're going to jump into the lightning round, that part of the show where we just kind of wrap up and have similar questions that we ask of everybody that's on the show. So today, super excited to have Richard Clark from ChristandPopCulture.com on the show. Glad to have him with us today. Richard, what is like an online resource besides your site that you're using these days that you're finding particularly helpful?
Yeah, I use Facebook. This is kind of on accident. I kind of stumble upon every day Facebook trending topics.
Okay.
Because as a person who's sort of, we're supposed to always be thinking like, what are they talking about out there? What is culture talking about?
Yep.
Generally, I have a pretty good sense, but sometimes I'll just look on there and be like, oh, whoa, that's a thing. And you always know that's about to be a thing people are going to talk about. Usually for, you can kind of judge, but based on the next 2 or 3 days. I think for pastors, it's a hugely valuable resource just to glance at that every day and to know what's there, because a lot of times, especially for something like Ferguson, that sort of thing, what movies are coming out that weekend. I hate to pair those two because they're drastically different, but these are things that different types of people will be interested in, and especially if you have a diverse church, you're going to want to pay attention to that.
Absolutely. How do people find those trending topics on Facebook?
It should just be right on the front page, I think, in the right sidebar.
Right in there. Okay, great. Perfect.
The other thing I use is Metacritic a lot, just to see if movies are worth seeing.
Right.
So I just go to Metacritic and look.
Nice, exactly. Great. All right. What's a book you've read in the last 6 months or so that's had an impact on your thinking or your ministry?
So one book is Joy for the World by... oh my gosh, I can't remember. Is it Greg Forster? That's
okay.
It. Greg Forster. Joy for the World is a really great book that has nothing to do with Christmas, except for the introduction. He talks about Christmas a little bit. But it's more about cultural engagement and how Christians have had a really sort of, a bad attitude and have kind of abandoned this concept of joy when interacting with the world. And so it starts from that sort of thesis and just branches out and applies it in different ways. It's a very, very, it's actually probably more insightful than you might think. You may feel like you get that, and I certainly did, but reading the book, I thought it was really helpful and valuable.
Cool. That's fantastic. All right. What's another ministry that you're kind of looking at? It's like, wow, that kind of inspires you. You're kind of looking up to them, thinking they're doing a great job.
So there's a website called Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. That's you can find it at mbird.com. That's the URL I remember. They also just are mockingbird.net, I think. It's one of those domains.
Right,
but,
right.
Mockingbird is a really good ministry that does kind of the same thing that we do, except that they take a little more of a... sort of grace-focused, very focused approach. It's a lot less reactionary than us, admittedly. and so we're always trying to like answer questions and react to things and respond to things. Mockingbird is kind of like the cooler guy out there who's like not letting stuff get to him, and he's kind of happy with himself.
right.
So I would definitely. They also have a magazine out there that's really cool. That they put out quarterly. It's a great magazine that you can get in print.
Nice.
So, and they also do conferences and things that would help any minister to go check out.
Cool. All right. So if you could get just two more questions, if you could get 15 minutes with any leader alive today, who would you want to get that time with and why?
Andy Crouch is a really sort of, I think, one of my biggest, role models in terms of cultural writing and critique. He's over at Christianity Today now, kind of killing it over there. I mean, Christianity Today is doing amazing things, and so I think Andy Crouch is has a lot to do with that. There's a lot of great people over there. Andy Crouch is in charge of basically all of it. So so yeah, he's one that he's written some fantastic books that are right down our alley. And so if you're interested in cultural engagement, that'd be one.
All right. Well, you know, when you're not trying to understand all the pop culture that's out there, what do you do for fun just to kind of kick back, relax, and enjoy life a little bit?
My wife and I like to eat places. Nice. We like to eat at really nice, not really nice, but like interesting restaurants. We're fascinated with good food. I am, especially here in Louisville. The foodie scene is pretty good. And is getting exponentially better every year. So, that's been really fun. And I like to play video games, as I referenced earlier. It's something I've been doing for a long time, for years, and I write about video games for various secular outlets, and so video games is a huge one for me.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. Would love people to go by and check out christandpopculture.com. We'll link to that, obviously, in the show notes as well for today. But Richard, thanks so much for being on. Is there anything else, just as we wrap up, or is there any other way people can get in touch with you? Are you on Twitter or that kind of thing?
Yeah, I am on Twitter. I'm at Dead Yet Living, so kind of like a zombie-sounding thing, Dead Yet Living. And then the other thing I will say is that if you're a minister and you're interested in sort of following this stuff and really being helped to be thoughtful about it, I think, and this is biased because it's basically just a plug, but I also think it's true, one of the most helpful things you can do is become a member of Christ and Pop Culture. So you can do that by going to our website and clicking on the big membership banner. What that does is it will give you access to, it's $5 a month, and it will give you access to at one or two, usually two, almost always two member offerings every month. And those are sort of books that we really love, or albums, or just works of art, or things people have created that people that we really love. We've got a thing with Crossway where they're offering a free book every month.
Oh, nice.
To our members. These are ebooks. So like the book I was talking about, Joy for the World, that was available for a time. Right now we've got Rid of Our Disgrace and Mike Cosper's The Stories We Tell, which is an incredible book about film and television.
Nice.
Those are really good resources, I think. And then also there's a discussion group that you'll have access to where a lot of people just talk civilly about popular issues. And you'll get a subscription included with that to Christ and Pop Culture Magazine, which is long form articles that take sort of a deep, thoughtful approach, even more thoughtful than on the website, approach to cultural issues.
Very cool. Great. Well, yeah, I'd love people to drop by and check that out. Again, that's at christandpopculture.com. I really appreciate you being on the show today, Richard.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us. It's fun.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.